Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're worshiping with us on the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in worship with a great group of believers across the land as we sing and pray and read some things from His Word. Let's lift our faith, our voices to God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do greet you in Jesus' name and thank you for spending some time with us. We'll try our best not to waste 1 minute of your time. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our ministry. And have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. I know your regular listeners already know all of this, but from time to time we pick up a new listener or somebody's driving through the area or scanning the dial and they come across our program or they find our website. And so we're always happy to give our contact information. We certainly don't mean to bore you with that. We just are trying to broaden our outreach. Well, let's begin this broadcast today as we usually do with the Word of God. Zechariah 10:1, the scripture for today. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. The word of God from Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. All right, let's take the Holiness Hymns hymnal. Let's get a favorite today and sing a congregational song everybody knows. Page 190, The Lily of the Valley. Sing along with us. Many churches sing this. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in Him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, He's my comfort. In trouble, He's my stay. He tells me every care on Him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, He's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for Him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now He keeps me by His power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempts me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Hallelujah. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. while I live by faith and do His blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With His manna, He my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see His blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Well, I like that verse. It says, He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do His blessed will. There may be a wall of fire about me, but I've nothing now to fear. With His manna, He my hungry soul shall fill. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life. Great truth based on the Word of God in that scripture. Well, I trust you're planning to go to the next service. You know, I read recently, and it's really true, and I wished I'd have been the one that thought about it originally. But you know, if you went to church on Christmas and on Easter, there's a 99.9% chance that that church you went to is having service this Sunday. There's a 99.9% chance that church is having service this Sunday. So why don't you gather yourselves together with them at a time when it's not Easter and Christmas, even though it's good to go on Easter and Christmas? I want you to give that some thought today. They are looking for you. I think we need to pray for our churches and our services, that the Lord will help us to reach out to those that are unsaved and preach to them and worship the Lord in such a way that conviction will grip the hearts and lives of sinners. Matthew 18:19 is our precious promise today. Before we pray, He said again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Again, wonderful words of life. Let's pray for those that need to go to church, and let's pray for those church services when they do arrive. Father in heaven, we're thankful today for the regularity of having service week after week. Sundays, Sunday nights, midweek services. Ours is on Thursday, but some are Tuesdays and some are Wednesdays. Sometimes they have church on Fridays. Nevertheless, Lord, we're glad for that regularity of service. We're thankful, Lord, that the lights are on and the heater air is still on. We're thankful today, Lord, for saints that gather in Jesus' name. And we just pray, Lord, that You'll speak to hearts and help men and women to realize, Lord, that those churches that they visit once or twice a year is readily having service, and there's readily ready to accept them and welcome them in. Have Your way, I pray today. And Lord, when they arrive, I pray that You'll move in that service in such a way conviction will grip hearts. And instead of running out the door and saying, I'll never go back, they'll run to an old-fashioned altar and repent of their sins. Father, we know You're a Savior and You're in the soul-saving business. And that's the reason You came, to save us from our sins. Use this service for Your glory today. Bless some heart, touch some life, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, if you prayed, worship with us now.
Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory.
I do most days. I'll give you the contact information at the end of the broadcast today, so please be ready to take it down. And if you miss it, you can always contact the radio station. They'd be glad to give you the information, and you can tell them that you enjoy the Power of Pentecost, or our website, www.pentecostalradio.org, has that information. Yes, he loves me more and more. Oh, yes, he loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. For he came within my soul now to stay. He took away my every sin, and I know he lives within. For he loves me, yes, he loves me more and more. He died upon the cruel tree. He gave his life to set me free. He shed his blood to take away every sin. He cleansed my soul and made me whole, and it's better felt than told. For he loves me, yes, he loves me more and more. Yes, his blood has set me free. I'm as happy as can be. For he always walks with me from day to day. He lifts me up when I am down. He gives to me an eternal crown. For he loves me, yes, he loves me more and more. Oh, let's worship him now. Oh, yes, he loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. For he came into my soul now to stay. He took away my every sin, and I know he lives within. For he loves me, yes, he loves me more and more. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, and Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're here weekdays at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. And we want to keep coming to you. Send any mail, offerings, cards, letters, song requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Oh, yes, he loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. For he came within my soul.